This is 90.1 KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White with KCBX News. This week, 375 members of the National Academy of Sciences signed an open letter designed to draw attention to the risks of climate change as we head into the November presidential election. The letter specifically warns of the consequences of opting out of the Paris Climate Agreement, something the Trump campaign has indicated as a possibility. At least one conservative media outlet, The Daily Caller, labeled the letter alarmist and an outright endorsement of Hillary Clinton, while more liberal outlets are praising the move. Signers of the letter include physicist Stephen Hawking and 30 Nobel laureates. It was organized by four scientists, one of whom calls the Central Coast home. Astrophysicist Ray Wyman of Atascadero joins us on the phone from Tucson, Arizona, where he just toured a facility that produces solar power. Welcome to KCBX.
Thank you.
As you were organizing this letter, were there members of the National Academy of Sciences who decided they did not want to sign on to the letter, and did they explain why?
Yes. As a matter of fact, there were a few, but here's the interesting point. Not a single one of the people who declined to sign said, oh, I don't agree with your science. Some of them said, my institution doesn't allow me to do this. Some said, I didn't like it when you said word X instead of word Y. But again, I emphasize, not a single one of all the ones that we contacted took issue with the basic assertion that humans are changing the climate and that the results are going to be increasingly harmful.
How do you feel about the label of alarmist and that the letter is being characterized as an endorsement?
Well, the letter is about policy. Now, I would say Paul Revere was an alarmist, and we're grateful for it. I would say the scientist who warned us about smoking sounded an alarm, and we're grateful that they did so. And I think we're sounding an alarm about a policy and an issue that really needs to be addressed and be understood. We're arguing for a policy, not a candidate one way or another. I think the next step now is to make people understand that we can switch to low-emitting energy sources and do it economically. And in fact, that's what I was doing here in Tucson. This is a new way of producing solar energy, which I think is very promising.
The letter makes the point that the international credibility of the United States is at stake with the Paris Agreement. Can you talk a bit about that assertion?
Well, yes. I think the U.S. is certainly the most influential country in the world. I don't think there's any question about that. And there are people around the world who say, look, we are looking for the United States to be a leader in this. And if we pull back now and turn our backs on this problem, I think the U.S. really will lose a lot of its credibility in the international community.
Do you feel in the end that this letter will have much sway with voters come Election Day in November?
Well, we'll find that out come Election Day. Again, I hope people realize that this really is a real problem. I realize it's a long-term one, and we're not going to solve this problem by denying that it exists. So we've got to recognize it, and we've got to find ways of the private and public sector investing enough so that we can produce at scale the energy sources that we know we'll need for the next 30, 40, 50 years.
Astrophysicist Ray Wyman of Atascadero, one of the four scientists with the National Academy of Sciences who organized an open letter addressing climate change. Thank you so much for joining us here on KCBX today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for speaking with me.
And I'm Randall White with KCBX News.